The marking is particularly important for me because my work is visual. People need to see it. Now, not everybody turns up at the market looking to buy a painting, but quite often they'll turn up, look, and then come back, either direct to me or come back to the market. So I've lost that footfall, that interaction direct with people. And that's my big worry. Certainly, sort of, we're into a month without it now, and looking a lot longer, that as that drags on, that's less and less people seeing my work, and less people in a position to think, right, actually, I'd like to buy that.
And that's a huge impact financially on yourself and your business. But as well as that, it's not just about the business that you were kind of touching on there. The people that come to this market and the traders themselves, there's so much of a community that's being lost in all this. That's maybe not getting enough attention as it deserves. Would that be fair?
I think that is it in a nutshell. The market is more than just selling and trading. It is a community within ourselves. But there are people who are there near enough every week as visitors. The day has a rhythm to it of a certain extent, where the morning is perhaps more local people, but with kids coming out for breakfasts and things like that. And then as the day goes on, you get people who have travelled from further afield. So you get people travelling from all over the region to come to the market. That is their destination. Whilst it's closed, where they're going, I don't know. Are they still coming to Strandhill? Will they still come to Strandhill? That's a big question. But also, the longer it's closed, the greater risk of it not reopening.